From the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, I'm Jamie Baker. The U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs is awarding the Missouri Veterans Commission with a grant to help combat a staffing crisis. KMUA reports the Missouri Veterans Homes manages a total of 1,238 beds in 7 locations across Missouri. The federal grant will allow for a one-time differential of $920.42 to be paid to full-time support care assistants currently employed between the beginning of March and the 1st of July. This comes as the Missouri Veterans Commission struggles to maintain a full staff. During the 2022 fiscal year, the Missouri Veterans Commission saw 104.8 turnover in support care assistants and 49.8 in senior support care assistants nationwide. These staffing shortages are keeping eligible veterans on the waitlist for a bed. As of late February, there are 230 veterans on that list. Paul Kirchhoff, the executive director of the Missouri Veterans Commission, says they deal a lot with competition in private industry, not just among themselves, but from other businesses such as Starbucks and Walmart. He says that the issue they have is paying the right price and hopes this new grant will help with that. Special Olympics Missouri hosted its 16th annual Columbia Polar Plunge on March 11th at Bass Pro Shops Lake. KMUA reports that the event raised a total of $61,005.96, with 203 people participating, according to a press release. Plunge coordinator Krista Evans thanked those who came out and jumped in the lake's cold waters. Evans said that she is surprised by the commitment of the plungers who show up no matter what the weather brings and appreciates them for supporting the athletes and Special Olympics Missouri. The top individual fundraiser was Sarah Bylan, who raised over $2,200. Bass Pro Shops won the first place for a group, and Fulton High School Student Council won the first place for top fundraising school. A Jefferson City company distributed programs all across the country for the NCAA March Madness tournament. KMU8 reports Modern Litho worked in partnership with Learfield to quickly print media pamphlets that will be at various stadiums across the country. The NCAA bracket was released Sunday evening, and the pamphlets were distributed as quick as Monday night. Jen Tomlinson is the chief operating officer at Modern Litho. Tomlinson said for the women's tournament, they printed 9,000 programs, and for the men's tournament, they printed 26,000 programs, all of which are distributed to sites holding games for the 2023 NCAA March Madness tournament. The Missouri Tigers men's basketball team won their first game of the 2023 NCAA March Madness Tournament. This is their first win in the NCAA tournament since beating Clemson in 2010. They beat the Utah State Aggies with a score of 76-65. They held a very good three-point shooting team to 4 of 24 beyond the line. The Tigers themselves were 10 of 25 behind the line, with DeMoy Hodge and Kobe Brown recording 8 of those threes. Hodge and Brown both led the team in scoring, combining for 42 of the 76 points the team scored. Missouri's next opponent will be the 15th seed Princeton as they upset the 2nd seed Arizona 59-55 earlier this afternoon. That game will be on Saturday at the Golden One Center in Sacramento, California. The time is yet to be released. I'm Jamie Baker, KBIA News, Columbia.